Welcome to Meant to Win, a podcast for founders, visionaries, and leaders who are deeply aware that their life and work are meant to create a bigger impact. We're diving into real strategy, conscious leadership, and the internal identity work that allows you to create massive success. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Wigner, an author, speaker, and eight-figure entrepreneur who loves to take business strategy and combine it with the inner identity work that truly unlocks the next level for you. If you know you have a big calling for your life and your work is meant to help more people, then you're in the right place. Welcome back. Today, I want to talk about why building a $500,000 practice is a trap. Okay, so hear me out. There are common places where business owners get stuck when they're building a brick and mortar business. Typically, that's at 20 to 30K a month and 50 to 60K a month. And I want to talk about today how to push past that $500,000 set point, often what feels like a ceiling. When you've built an amazing practice that does anywhere from $400,000 to $600,000 a year in revenue, you feel some type of way. You're excited, you feel proud, and then you start to feel like, why does it feel like I have this invisible ceiling on top of me? And so I'm going to give you 7 ways that you push past that. But before we do, I want to chat about profit margins, because profit is the only thing that matters inside of your business. Revenue does not matter. Cash is king, profit is king, and you have to know what number you're working towards. Scaling is not gonna be the right decision for everybody. Just have that in the back of your mind as you're listening to this podcast episode. Know that I'm talking to the people who are trying to push past this. You can have amazing profit margins at 20 to 30K and have 50 to 60 profit margins. I love that for you. When you're at 400 to 600K, likely you've already hired a team. And so you're starting to eat into your profit margin. You need to continue to push past that. So let's chat about the ways that you can do that. First of all, it's important to know that you have hit a role. You've hit a role inside of your company, and that role is as a manager. You have to evolve past that role and truly evolve into a CEO in order to make $1 million a year inside of your business. The first thing that I'm going to tell you to do is to raise your prices, especially for those of you that are listening to this, that have money mindset issues, that feel like you can't possibly raise your prices, that haven't raised your prices in 2 to 3 years. This is for you. This is the number one needle mover for you. You absolutely have to increase your fees. Recently at one of our TWP tour stops, one of my clients, Denise, said it is just on her calendar every 18 months to increase fees. And I absolutely love that idea. Take the emotion out of it. Just make it part of your SOP. If you haven't done it in a couple years, it's very easy to do. You look at what it costs you to deliver your services, you bake in your profit margin that you need, and you increase your fees accordingly. I don't generally recommend increasing past 20-25%, but maybe if you're at the low range and you haven't raised prices in years, a bigger price increase might be warranted. However, you need to anticipate potentially losing some of those clients that are just there because you're cheap. I don't know about you, but I never want to attract clients to any business I have just because I'm the cheapest, and you shouldn't want that either. Number two, I'm going to tell you to productize your number one transformation. So here's what I mean. This is an Alex Hormozi concept that he talks about all the time. You want to take your number one transformation that your patients are getting and create a program around that, create an offer, do marketing around that. So I think of one of my newer clients who's an acupuncturist that has a neuropathy offer. She helps people with that. It's X amount of weeks at X amount of price, and that is what she's selling new patients that come into her clinic and are looking for relief. How can you do the same thing inside of your practice? I have another client that has a feeding clinic where she's also an IBCLC and she's a pediatric chiropractor, and she sells a package to moms for their babies who are struggling with feeding, okay? She has specific classes for them. She has specific resources for them, but she is selling the outcome that the baby is going to feed better. How can you do the same thing inside of your practice? Now, before you listen to that and you go burn down your business model and you start thinking about different ways that you can start to productize your offerings, I want you to think about if you've built the reputation that can do that, okay? Likely if you're already at $500,000, you have. You've built a business that people are knowing who you are, they're talking about you, they're referring their friends and family. This is just taking what you're already doing. You're already helping babies with breastfeeding. You're already helping clients with neuropathy. You're helping people get pregnant. You're helping people completely revamp their nutrition and overhaul maybe their glucose or the metabolism or their hormones or something like that. How can you just name what it is you're doing and then put a price tag on it and sell that to every person that reaches out to you? That feels more exclusive, and it also gives people a clear pathway on how they can work with you and what the outcome is going to be. The next thing I want you to do is to hire an A player. So likely at the 500K a mark range, you already have some kind of admin support and you have another provider where you're not the only one. If you don't have another provider yet, I'm really going to encourage you to get another provider on your team because that's how you can obviously see more people without all the work falling on you. If you don't have a super dialed in number two or office manager, this is going to be the unlock for you to get to the next level because this is truly your integrator. They're the one taking all of your ideas and executing on them. The number one bottleneck at this stage is so much is still falling on your plate. Not only is patient care, client results, marketing, back-end systems and operations, fulfillment, client experience, all of that is falling on you. You need somebody to come in and be another brain for you. You truly need another thinking partner. If you didn't listen to the episode where I talked about what I would do starting over to build to $1 million, go listen to that one because I talk about all of these things in there where I needed a thinking partner to truly be my second brain and execute on the ideas I have. I only have so much I can do in a day, and so I need somebody else on my team that has that level. The other thing is going to be to get in a room with people who are doing things bigger than you, better than you, faster than you, that are maybe 2 to 5 steps ahead of you. That's ultimately going to start to shift your identity and your expectations for you as well. If you want to get in that room, we have one upcoming in San Diego. The TWP tour is going to be there, and this room elevates you in ways that I can't even describe. We were actually talking about it on a marketing call this morning, and they're like, okay, what's the tangible results? And everybody on the call who's been to a TWP tour, previous clients were like, you literally leave a better person. You leave a better version of yourself. Your marriage is better. Your business is better. You're better. You have more self-confidence than ever before, which naturally allows you to print more money. But you have to be in a room of people that are thinking bigger than you. If you are the biggest fish in a room, you're in the wrong room, okay? The fifth thing is to fix your lead flow. Get one really good source of acquisition for new patients. And so for a lot of practitioners that I work with, they are so good at their craft, they have dialed in referrals. I'm here to break it to you. Referrals is not a strategy. It's just a bonus. It's a cherry on top moment, okay? It is not the entire marketing plan. If referrals are your entire marketing plan, you're gonna be capped at $500,000 for eternity. You need to dial in another lead acquisition source that's going to do the work for you and give you consistent leads over time. For a lot of people at this revenue level, they have to start spending way more money on marketing. They need to get in front of way more people and not have it attached to their time. The best way to do that is through paid ads, whether that's Google, whether that's Meta, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, whatever it is, you have to get your business in front of more people. The next thing is that you really have to transition from an operator to a CEO. So here's 3 audits you can do to determine whether you're acting as an operator or a CEO, and that is, what can only you do? And what do you think only you can do? And then what can anybody do? So what can only you do is what can only be on your plate as CEO, driving the mission and the vision forward. What do you think only you can do? For a lot of people who are still in patient care, they think only they can be the one to take care of patients. They think only they can do financial projections. They think only they can be the face of the marketing. This is where your bottleneck is. We need to have a real conversation of what it looks like getting some of those things off your plate. And then what can anybody on your team do? This should be a lot of things. I really love to have my team cross-trained on multiple roles. There's been multiple times inside of every business we have where team members are gone, people take vacations, and we need other team members to step up. This is where you need to know who on my team can step into any role at any time. The last thing that you need to do is you need to rewrite your identity on purpose. I talk about identity ad nauseam. You guys are probably sick of me talking about this, but this is something that I have purposefully done multiple times in my life. I've rewritten my story more times than I can count. And once I get to a new level, I'm constantly asking myself, who am I becoming in this next iteration of Stephanie Wigner? And so for a lot of you that are at the 500K mark, you have an identity that you are a functional medicine provider. You're a chiropractor, you're a nutrition coach, you are an acupuncturist, you're a PT, you're a pelvic floor PT. You have that identity of practitioner, so naturally you're a practice owner. If you have the identity of CEO, the one thing you're going to manifest and build is a profitable business. You're gonna treat your business like the asset it really is. One thing that I think my husband and I really got right on building to 5 clinics is that we viewed ourselves as CEOs that could only make CEO decisions and had to offboard all of the lower level decision making so that we could free up our capacity to fix bigger problems. And also, we decided that our businesses were going to be assets. Bare minimum, they're helping people, they're making people's lives better, they're healing people. That's a given, okay? But more than that, if we are going to spend our time and energy investing into this business, into the people on our team, into the clients that we serve, it absolutely needs to be a cash flowing asset that works for us and gets us closer to our goals. I think for a lot of the practitioners I work with, they get stuck at this 400 to 600K mark, haven't fully stepped into their CEO identity. They haven't fully claimed, yeah, I do want to be a $1 million business owner. Yes, I do want to have a team that can help me, that is building alongside of me. Yes, I do want to make a bigger impact. I want to help more people. I also want more freedom as a CEO. If you can step into that identity, everything will change for you. You'll start making decisions that get you closer to that outcome. And so, as a recap, I do not think that everybody should be a $1 million business owner. I think you can have more freedom and more time and sometimes more profit staying at 20 to 30K a month. You can have an amazing life there. If you're already at a $500,000, don't you dare stop here because it's a fucking trap, okay? It is a trap and it is not where enough freedom exists. It's not where enough profit exists. It's not where enough impact exists. You've already done the hard work. You've already pushed past the hard part. You already have people referring people to you, talking about you. You already have a marketing system that works. Now it's your responsibility to kick it up a notch. Because if you've reached this level, I promise you can reach $1 million. And truthfully, the fun starts to happen at $1 million. Things get much easier. And so maybe I'll do a podcast on that next. I'll see you next week. If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.